It's Tuesday, September 21st, 2010. This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a reference librarian at the Parchment Community Library. Today, we're doing an oral history interview with James Burnett, B-U-R-N-E-T-T. So, Jim, what is your full name and when and where were you born?
My full name is James William Burnett. I was born September 9th, 1950. In Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Okay. And where do you live today?
I live in Plainwell.
In Plainwell. How long have you lived in Plainwell?
About 14 years now.
14 years. Okay. And what is your personal connection to the Parchment area?
I worked at KVP.
And how long did you work there?
26 years and 3 months.
Right down to the month. And can you give me the starting year and the ending year?
The starting year was 1974.
Right.
And the ending year was 2000.
And I understand you left about a month before the mill closed?
In September.
Okay. Where did you live when you were working at the mill?
I lived at several places.
Okay.
Part of it I was in Plainwell, part of it I was in Comstock, and then I was back in Plainwell.
All right. Are you married?
Yes.
What is the full name of your wife?
Carol Ann Burnett.
All right. And what are your parents' names?
Robert and Patricia Burnett.
Okay. Did either of them ever work for KVP?
Oh, yes. My dad did.
And what did your dad do there?
He scheduled paper machines and actually scheduled board machines for a while, too.
He was a scheduler?
Yes.
Do you know how long he did that?
Oh, he was there for just over 42 years.
Oh, my goodness. 42 years. Okay. All right, do you have any children?
Yes, I have five.
Five children?
Yes.
Would you name them, please?
Yes, James, John, Joshua, Amy, and Jessica.
Okay, are you a grandparent?
Oh, yes.
How many?
Four.
Four grandchildren. Okay. Besides you and your father, did you have any other relatives that worked at KVP?
Yes.
Okay, who was that?
I had a brother that worked in shipping at Mill 2. My sister, which was the smart one, at the time it was part of KVP, is over the board mill, and she's still over there.
She is?
Yes.
What location is she working now?
She's in the carton division.
But where's the building? What building?
Plant 9.
Plant 9, and where is that? Kalamazoo?
That's there on Pitcher.
On Pitcher Street.
Yes.
Sister is working up. Okay.
And
on Pitcher Street. Okay.
Then I had my dad's dad drove truck here in Parchment for the mill.
Your grandfather.
Yep. And
what was his name?
James.
Oh, you're named after your grandfather. Drove truck. Okay.
And then I had an uncle that worked, and he worked over at the Millam part that got sold when it was
right.
Brown Company sold it.
Okay.
He was one of the ones that got lost his pension when they shut that down, and then they had the big argument about who had the pension money.
And who did have the pension
money? I never did find out. I think his case was actually one of the things that got the law about the government covering the pensions.
Really? What was your uncle's name?
William Gerritsen.
How do you spell his last name?
Just a second.
It's on one of those.
It's on one of those.
We're looking at some documents and some KVP logs that Jim is donating to the library.
All right. It's G-R-R-I-T-S-E-N.
S-E-N. Okay. Okay. So, specifically, you were there for 26 years and 3 months. Did you have a lot of different jobs at KVP?
My main job was down in coating, Mill 2. I did a short time in finishing in Mill 2, and I did a real short time in the parchment machines.
Okay, and where were those? Mill 2 also?
All of it was Mill 2. No, I take that back. The parchment machines were in Mill 1.
Okay. All right. And did you enjoy working there?
Oh, yes, I loved working there.
You did?
Yeah, I was looking forward to retiring from there.
You were. So you start. How old were you when you started there?
I was 24.
I see. Were you a single man at the time or married?
I was single.
You were single.
But actually, I worked off and on from 69 on to go to school. I worked the summers, 69,
you
70,
did.
71. Yes.
Okay, worked summers at KVP from 1969 through when?
Until I became permanent in 74.
Okay. I see. Okay. Were you going to school at Western?
Yes.
And what were you studying there?
Accounting.
Studying accounting. Okay. Did you ever graduate or?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I looked for a job a lot. 74, there was a lot of layoffs and stuff in the office sections of places, and I ran out of money, so I had to go back to work.
Yes.
So I went into the paper mill, and then shortly after I got into the paper mill, I got married with a ready-made family, so...
I see.
So then I couldn't, you know, accounting is a good profession once you get some time in, but when you first start out, it doesn't pay that well, so...
True.
I was making good money at the paper mill, so I ended up staying there.
You bet. How about sports teams? Did you play in any sports teams at KVP?
One season I played, I don't know if it was totally sponsored by the company or not, but it was a softball league for over 35.
That's right. They did have a softball team over there, sure. How about bowling or
golf?
I never
got into any of that.
Never got into any of that. Okay. What was it that you liked about KVP?
Oh, just the guys. It was pretty well laid back and easy. I mean, the management was that, you know, if your job machine's running good and everything's going great,
yes,
we're not going to give you a hard time, you know.
Sure.
Most of the guys, I should say all the guys, there was a few people you didn't get along with, but you just got along with them, you know, if you had to.
Exactly.
But basically, overall, them were real good guys. It was a joy to be there, you know.
Yeah. How about the Christmas paper?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard several of these oral history interviews we've done, how big a deal those big rolls of Christmas paper were. There was lots of Christmas paper.
Oh, yeah. There was a couple seasons that I was there help giving it out when they gave it out for Christmas.
They would give it out as part of the bonus or something?
Just give it out.
To the employees.
To the employees. This was after they quit making it and they had all this extra paper.
I see.
And they just were giving it out during
and
Christmas time.
And these were rolls.
Yeah.
They weren't flat sheets.
No,
they were
great big, rolls.
Right. We have some of that here. Because people had so much of it, they just put the rest in their attic and now we have it. As part of the memorabilia from the mill, which is great. What else can you tell me about? I know the community house was gone when you started working
there.
It was long gone and stuff. But did they have company parties someplace else or picnics or?
I never really got into that too much. I know, they got into, like, they used to have the Christmas parties out to the State Theater.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
They'd have Christmas parties at the state.
Yeah, mainly for the kids. It was
sure.
The kid, they'd have a movie, and then they'd give out little gift bags.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. Movies and then little Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, were you one of the guys that showed up at our reunion this year?
Yes.
In July?
Yes.
We had a reunion here.
When they did the presentation and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you see guys you hadn't seen in a long time?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
you did.
Yes, yes.
You did.
Yep.
Yeah, we really wanted to do that.
Yeah. In Plainwell, there's a few others that worked in coding that I know. John Litster still lives in Plainwell. Archie Smith.
Really?
They were all from coding.
Okay. From coding. Okay. I see. Well, we hope to do that reunion next year.
Oh, I hope you're going to have a bigger place to
do
it.
Yes. We were crammed in here, weren't we?
Yes.
Well, we were surprised at the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad showed up, but he couldn't stay till him because it was too noisy and too hot.
Yes, it was very warm that day. And yeah. We didn't tell everybody, but part of the air conditioning system went down.
Oh,
and the director, yeah. Teresa, was on the phone, frantic, to get on yeah. a hot Sunday afternoon, to get the air conditioning people out here to fix the air conditioning, because we had over 300 people in this building.
Yeah.
And my understanding is it took them a while to show up.
Oh, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yes.
But I think everybody had
yeah. had a good time
yeah.
seeing, hearing some of the history. And
that's right.
I don't know. I wasn't too interested in talking about what they're doing in the future. I don't know. It's just
the
me.
Mill coming down.
Yeah. And then
right, and maybe the River Reach project
yeah.
going through.
Yeah.
We just got confirmation 2 weeks ago that the demolition plan has been approved. So that's
I seen
happen.
The article in the paper saying.
Did you see something? Yeah.
Yeah, and the Kalamazoo Gazette had an article stating that they were going to start here real soon.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah. that's been a long time coming too.
Yeah.
A long time coming. Okay. Were you in the union? Wasn't everybody
yes.
in the union?
Oh, yeah. It was
okay.
a union shop. I was steward part of the time, chief steward
you
for
were.
1 year. Yes.
Do you remember which year that was?
Oh.
Chief steward for which?
Coding department.
For coding.
Yeah.
Do you remember which year it was?
No, not offhand. It was,
okay.
It was a year or two before to shut the place down.
Oh, okay. So relatively recently,
yeah.
end of the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was that like, being the chief steward?
Oh.
What was your union experiences like?
Well, it gets you a little more involved in all the stuff that's going on, all the
yes.
political stuff that
that
the officers in the company, the games they play.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So,
Do you have to go to bat for people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As the chief steward, I would think.
Yeah, when somebody gets wrote up where they're going to fire them, then you have to do what you can to make sure that they don't lose their job. So.
Right, right. Ever have any knockdown, drag-out situations in there where there was just a lot of loud voices? Or?
Well, there was a couple.
Without mentioning names.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we had one guy that did get up fired and... it was a situation where I kept trying to tell him, Mitch, you got a problem, and tell him, hey, I want to straighten out. But finally got to the point where he finally agreed to do it. Then the company said, no, you don't have a problem. The union just gave you that problem. They said, more in essence, they were saying, if you'd come forward sooner, we might have looked at it. But we know now that you're only doing it because you're going to lose your job. So,
I see. Were you ever around when somebody did? Lose their job?
Oh, that guy did lose his
job. He did lose his job.
Yeah.
He lost
so.
It. Oh. Oh.
So,
Yeah.
Usually it's got to be pretty bad for you to lose your job, so.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't easily fire people, in other words.
No, you really had to.
It had to be big.
Yes.
You had to have acted out
yeah.
some serious acting out, or.
The one thing I did notice as Chief Stewart, the closer it got to the time that they were going to have to close the doors,
yeah.
the harder they got.
Oh. And what do you think? What was that about?
Well,
not
necessarily that. Like when they would have somebody would die, they would usually let people go to the funerals and stuff.
Someone would die on site?
Or on site or one of the bosses or something like that. They were
I
very
see.
Very compassionate.
I see.
Toward the end, we had a supervisor in coding that everybody liked, cared
right.
about, and I really had to go to the bat to get them, to let them shut down the department so they could go to the funeral.
Really.
And before that, if somebody. They
yeah.
didn't give you a hard time about it. They were still more family, group oriented. And
right. But towards the end, not
it,
so much.
Yeah.
Not
I don't
so
know
much.
If it had to do with because of the closing or.
Yeah.
I'm sure, at the end there that there was a lot of pressure, you know, we can't afford to shut anything down.
Right.
Got to meet production, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
I don't know if they were assuming that that would help keep from shutting the door. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I
was
I
it just, rough to work there then? Was that hard towards the end?
No, not really.
Okay.
For a lot of us that have been there a long time, we had so many supposedly close calls that, you know, we just figured, oh, we'll get through this. Well, they're going to start it back up. They're, you know, they're not going to shut the doors. I can remember coding got shut down early before, and they actually, for a while, they had us going out, cleaning up the yard, doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, we just walk around. Not, no. I ended up going up to the paper machines there in Mill 2.
I see.
And when I got a chance to go over to Georgia Pacific,
oh,
I went over there. Little did I know.
What?
That the day before I was going to become permanent, the boss called me on the phone and said, "We're not going to hire you, Jim. This is your last night." Then that following Monday, they announced they were shutting it down.
Ah.
They did that so they didn't have to pay for any schooling or anything for me.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Yeah. So now I'm working out the Bentley there in the automotive outside
yes.
of Galesburg.
I was going to ask you if you had retired when you left there or
oh,
you just
no,
kept
no,
found
no.
something else.
Yeah, I had to find
children,
something else. Yeah.
Children. And
well, they're all grown up
yeah.
now, more or less on their own, but
right.
I mean, still.
Okay. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
But
So you work at Bentler now?
Yes.
In Galesburg?
Yes.
Are you full-time out there?
Yes.
You are.
Yes,
you,
I've got a little over 8 years. I actually run a spot welding machine.
All right. Okay.
So.
And how's that out there? You like it?
It's a non-union shop. The people are, for the most part, are almost as good. You know, they're good
mm-hmm.
people to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But the management leaves a lot to be desired.
I see.
And they do what
I
they
see.
Want when they want. And
yeah.
you know you are just a number. And you know that if they found a good reason, they'd want to get rid of you because then they could hire a temp in and not have to pay benefits.
Uh-huh. Is that going on out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It seems to be going on in the culture in the last few years.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's hit you out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Were you involved in any of the, wasn't there a strike at KVP?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you walk?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did your share on the line?
Yes, I did.
Go sign up.
Oh, yeah, and go
to take
out there.
A shift.
Yeah.
And was it cold? Was it winter?
Well, no. Ours was in July, was our contract.
Do you remember
month.
The year?
Oh,
year?
No, I don't. I should, but I don't.
Okay, that's all right.
But,
yeah.
No, it we got settled before it started turning cold, so.
Okay.
Luckily. Not like what Graphic had to go through.
Oh, what happened to them?
Well, there's, was it 2000 or 2001, they went out on strike, and, and they ran into the winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, because my, like I said, my sister and my stepson and son-in-law
all right.
both work over there.
Oh.
So.
Oh. 2000 and 2001?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If memory memory serves, that was a rough winter, 2000,
yes.
2001.
Yeah.
I remember that because I got snowed in a couple times.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So you're still working. No plans to retire yet? Or?
Oh, no. I just turned 60. I figure I'm going to have to work till I'm 67.
Okay.
Get full benefits from Social Security.
Is it 67 for you?
Yeah.
To get full benefits?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Can you, if we can get a little philosophical here, a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit about what impact did the mill have on you and your family? You said the work was good and the money was good.
Well, I worked a lot of overtime, so maybe I didn't spend as much time with my family as I should have.
Okay.
But I was doing it, you know, to make things better and stuff.
Did you work swing shifts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was that like?
Well, they did several different versions. Initially, I was, you'd work 7 days on 11 to 7,
mm-hmm.
and then 7 days on 3 to 11. And then 7 days on days.
So you didn't have any days off?
Or
is that
yeah,
because you
yeah.
got overtime?
Well, the coding department, like the paper machines, was a continuous operation.
Okay.
They may be shut down once in a while for holidays or mm-hmm. or when they had to have do definite repairs.
Right.
So, sometimes you didn't get any time off. Sometimes you got maybe one day off. Depending on it. And then that's why they went to what they call, I believe it was a Southern Swing.
Oh, what's that?
All right.
That's the name of a shift, a kind of a shift?
Yeah. It's where, like, I would work 7 days and have the weekend off.
Yeah.
And then I'd, like, have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off, start 11 to 7 Wednesday night, work that for 7 days, have 2 days off.
Uh-huh.
Then I would work 7 days, 7 days of 3-11, have 1 day off, which would be Friday. Then I'd start mm-hmm. Saturday on day shift, work that through Friday, and then I'd have my Saturdays. So
So that would almost be like a month's worth of shifts there, or 3 weeks worth, or...
Right, and then you'd have what accumulated to a week off during that time, because you
know,
four, two, and one. Yeah. So,
Was that rough?
No, actually, it was.
Did you get used to it after a
while? Well, after working swing all the time, that was piece of cake. Having you had scheduled days off.
True.
If you needed to plan something, you wanted to go on a trip or something, and if you had when you had vacation time, you could actually almost extend it another 4 or 5 days. Take that 1 week off. You'd have the day before, and then the 4 days after.
I see.
So you would have almost 2 weeks off for 1 week's vacation.
I see. You figured out how to work it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
You just did what you had to.
Yeah.
Had to do.
The only other philosophical or whatever you want to call it is the rude awakening when you go from $60,000-$70,000 a year to $20,000 a year.
After you left the mill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge.
Yes.
Huge impact.
Yeah.
So what do you do for, are you on any sports teams now? What do you do for fun?
Oh, I'm a big movie buff.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah, I like watching movies. That's about the other thing I really enjoy. I can just completely shut down and relax.
You're right. So do you just wait till stuff comes out on DVD, or do you go to the movie theater?
No, I can't hardly afford to go to the movie theaters. What I do is my stepson still lives with us. And he's a big computer guy, and he's got Netflix.
Oh, boy.
And he's got me set up on a computer in my room, and he's got it put on my computer, too. So, the weather is bad outside. Or if I just want to watch a movie and relax, I just go on the computer and just, you know, I got tons and tons of movies to
Netflix pick from. Netflix is deluxe.
Yes.
That's really deluxe.
Oh, yeah.
How many do you get every week? Do you know what the plan is?
We get a disc, and then when you're done, you send it back in. But on the computer...
Right.
I can watch as many movies as I want. Whatever they've got up in their file.
On their playlist.
Yes.
That's right.
So, I mean...
Yeah, it is very relaxing. Yeah. So, did we miss anything? Is there anything that you want to add? That we didn't talk about at KVP or pals you had or...
No, I think... We did talk about my uncle that on that government pension stuff. I think we did, didn't we?
Yes.
Was
that must have been a big deal in your family?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
talked about a lot. And,
yeah,
yeah.
And like I said, I think that was one of the reasons they got that new law in where the government stepped in and had to guarantee the.
Was that the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation that started around that time, you think?
Yes, that's why I'm getting a pension from the mill, is because it's government. It's not as much as I earned because they went bankrupt. They take a percentage off of that, and then they only get a percentage because it's the company, you know, they only guarantee the percentage of it. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, it's still a lot better than what he ever ended up getting.
And, again, I don't remember if we talked about this or not, Jim, but do you remember what decade that was? Do you remember what years that happened to him?
Oh, shoot,
60s?
No.
Like 60s?
I don't know. It was when Brown Company had it. He worked out in Millam, and it's when they sold it. I don't even now remember what company bought it, but it was the plant that was out in Millam.
Okay.
And they got in the company that, and Brown Company got a big argument about who.
Was it James River came after Brown?
Yeah, James River.
Did James have to come after Brown?
Yes.
Wasn't it Sutherland, Brown, James River?
Yeah.
And then they shut the doors?
Yeah. Yeah, because Gulf and Western bought Brown, but left it Brown Company.
Yeah. So he was working for Brown.
Yeah, and then
when this happened.
And then they sold, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But what it boiled down to was Brown Company said they transferred the portion of the pension over when the company bought it, and the company said, no, you never, and I don't know if they ever settled that or not, so.
Yeah, where did that money go?
Yeah.
So your uncle never did get one, or he eventually recovered some?
He got some. But not near.
Yeah, that was hard to take. That would have a big impact on the family, evidently, because you're remembering it right now. Yeah.
Anything else? Like I say, it just was a great place. And it just went on for years and years that we all talked about how we could see the writing on the wall, but we just kept running and kept running. And so it still was a shock when it come
finally
right down.
Happened.
Yeah.
Finally closed.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys talked about at the reunion? What did you guys?
Oh, no, we
about
just.
The reunion.
Oh, we just.
Teasing each other and.
Talked about different times that, you know, things that went on in the mill.
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we were thrilled to have such a huge turnout. As I said, we definitely would like to do it again. We think we may do it in the park. The Kindleberger Park, right behind the library here. Weather is always dicey in Michigan, but we're thinking about just tents of some kind or canopies or something.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah.
Yeah.
That and a place to get out of the sun if we have to. Yeah.
That's right.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your personal story about KVP. As I said, everybody's is different.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. You're welcome.